You ever have one of those moments where reality just feels a little off? You know, a little too weird, a little too coincidental to be real? Well, today we're going to dive into one of the most mind-bending ideas out there in philosophy and physics, the very compelling, and let's be honest, kind of strange possibility that our entire universe is just one big, sophisticated computer simulation. All right, let's just jump right in with a question. I want you to picture the most realistic, most immersive open-world video game you can possibly imagine. Got it? Now, what if you weren't holding the controller? What if you were actually one of the characters inside that game? And your thoughts, your feelings, this room you're in, it was all just lines of unbelievably advanced code. That, right there, is the heart of the simulation hypothesis.
Now, you might be thinking this is some brand new idea, something cooked up by Silicon Valley or sci-fi movies. But really, the feeling that what we experience every day might not be the real reality, that's an ancient intuition. The simulation hypothesis is just the latest high-tech version of a very old story.
I mean, this idea has popped up all over the place, across different cultures, for thousands of years. You've got Plato's allegory of the cave in ancient Greece, right? Where prisoners spend their whole lives watching shadows on a wall, thinking that's reality, never knowing about the real world behind them. And in Hinduism, there's the concept of Maya, this idea that the world we see is a kind of beautiful illusion, a veil hiding a much deeper unseen truth. So this gut feeling that we're only seeing the surface of things, it runs deep in our history.
So how do we get from these ancient philosophical whispers to a modern logical argument? Well, this is where we get into the work of a philosopher named Nick Bostrom, and the whole thing turns into a fascinating game of probabilities.
So, back in 2003, Bostrom laid out what he called a trilemma, and the logic is pretty powerful. He said one of these three things is almost certainly true. Okay, number one, maybe advanced civilizations just fizzle out. They go extinct before they ever get the technology to run universe-sized simulations. Bummer. Number two, maybe they do get super advanced, but they just decide not to run simulations of their ancestors, you know? Maybe for ethical reasons, or they just get bored of the idea. But if one and two are false, well, that means any advanced civilization out there would probably create billions and billions of simulated realities. And if that's the case, the number of simulated people would be astronomically higher than the number of real people in base reality, which leads to a wild conclusion. Statistically speaking, it is overwhelmingly more likely that we are in one of the many simulations, not the one original reality.
And that line of reasoning, that probabilistic argument, is exactly what led figures like Elon Musk to famously say that the odds we're living in base reality are one in billions. Now, to be clear, this isn't proof. It's just a seriously compelling argument based on the sheer numbers.
Okay, so the philosophers are debating the logic. But this is where things, for me, get really interesting. Because at the same time, modern physics has been stumbling upon some deeply weird things about our universe. And while none of it is proof, it sure does resonate with the idea that our reality is being computed.
Let's start with Einstein. Now, he definitely wasn't thinking about computer simulations, but his work on special relativity completely blew up our old ideas about reality. Before him, we thought of space and time as this fixed, rigid stage where the events of the universe played out. But Einstein showed that's not true. Space and time are actually relative. They change depending on your point of view. It dismantled the idea of a solid, unchanging universe and made it seem a lot more dynamic, almost like an environment that's being rendered specifically for the observer.
And this weirdness just gets dialed up to 11 when you look at the quantum world. I mean, at the tiniest subatomic level, particles don't even have definite properties, like a specific location, until we actually look at them. And some physicists think that if you could zoom in far, far enough, you'd see that space-time isn't smooth, but it's actually pixelated, made of tiny, discrete units, just like the pixels on your screen. Throw in something called the holographic principle, the idea that all the 3D information in our world could be an elaborate projection from a 2D surface, and well, the parallels to a simulation start to feel a little uncanny.
And this is really the perfect analogy for it all. Think about how a video game works. To save processing power, the game engine only renders the stuff the player is actively looking at. The rest of the world doesn't really exist in full detail until you turn your head. It's a startlingly similar idea to how our universe seems to only decide on a particle's properties once it's observed. It's an unsettling but very compelling thought.
So, after all of this, we have to ask the big question. If we are living in a simulation, so what? Does that make everything meaningless? Do our lives, our relationships, our choices just not matter anymore?
Well, according to the philosopher David Chalmers, not really.
Look at it this way. What we call physics might just be the underlying code of the simulation, but the rules are still consistent and they're still real for us. The love you feel for your family, the connections you have with your friends, those are real connections with other beings in this reality. And your choices, they absolutely have real, meaningful consequences within the rules of this world. The bottom line is, whether it's made of atoms or bits, your reality is what it is. It's functionally real.
And that brings us to the final frustrating problem. Can we ever know for sure? You know, physicists have proposed some clever ideas, like looking for tiny errors or rounding artifacts in cosmic rays that might give away an underlying grid structure. But here's the catch-22. Any experiment we could ever dream of would have to be performed inside the simulation we're trying to test. It's like a character in a video game trying to find the source code. The game itself could just be programmed to prevent them from ever finding it.
So maybe we can't ever know. And perhaps that's the real lesson here. From ancient philosophy to quantum physics, maybe the takeaway is just a deep sense of humility and wonder that what seems so solid and ultimate might be anything but. And that leaves us with one last thought. Maybe the most important question isn't, are we in a simulation? Maybe the real question is, whatever this reality turns out to be, what are you going to do with it?